Blog Talk Radio.
That your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, cause it's always too simple.
About it, let's get my host, other host in, and I think we have Lady Justice on the line. Let's see. I'll be so excited when I come here. Lady Justice, are you there? Maybe it's just me. Hello? Oh, hold on. Maybe my microphone. The volume is up. It's just me on here right now, looks like.
No, I'm on here too.
Oh, hey, Lady Justice. That's like
hey,
a day, y'all.
You know I'm having a day with my phone, so I'm trying to figure out why I can't call into the show.
Right. I was like, wait a minute. You know, we've got ways around, you know, Blog Talk be doing the most sometimes. We have to figure out other avenues to making it work.
No.
Right, but we in here. So it's, right now it's just me and you. I don't know where the other hosts are as far as hosts are concerned. So we gonna, you know, get right into it. Today we're talking about Roe versus Wade and the decisions that these male people have made on how a woman can use her body or not use her body. This was created back in 1973, I believe it was, when a woman, they call her Jane Roe, who became pregnant in 1969 with her third child. Oh, crazy. And wanted an abortion. And she lived in Texas at the time where abortions were illegal. And she felt like, how can you tell her what to do with her body? It's her body. So that's what we're talking about today. Lady Justice, I'm going to let you chime in on this. I don't want to be taking up all the space. Hello? Lady Justice?
I'm sorry.
Oh, she's having phone issues, y'all.
I'm trying to listen and take the call and figure out why they're not allowing me to call into the show on my phone. So I have us on the line and her on the line.
So what I put out there on top of this, I don't really believe in abortions, but I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be very transparent. I have had an abortion. I've had one abortion. I did not want to have a kid with a particular person that I was with. And unfortunately, I wasn't using birth control. So this is, I wasn't financially ready. I just didn't know what to do. And so me being from Kansas City, I didn't know anything about abortions prior to leaving Kansas City. I get to California and the world is different. So it's like, I don't want to do that. It's like, well, you should do that. I don't want to do that. Like it became a struggle for me. But I ended up having that one abortion, and the doctor wasn't very gentle, I'll say that, but it was ultimately my decision to make on having that child or not having that child. And going forward, I said I would never do something like that again because, number one, it's not a good experience, but number two, I just always felt like, you know, I have to do better at protecting myself, period, you know, condoms. You know, but when there's a situation, if you've been raped or molested or some horrific thing has happened to you for pregnancy to happen, or you have some type of medical condition or something like that, I think that you should definitely have the right to say, I want to have an abortion. I need to have an abortion. You know, not everybody wants to raise a child that stemmed from a rape. I don't know. I don't really know anybody that would like to, but it does happen. So with that being said, Lady Justice, are you there? Oh, am I here? Wait. Let me get over here. I was trying to see if anybody else. Okay. So, but we have rights. As women, we have rights to say one way or another what we want to do with our bodies. Now, the other side of it is the part of the problem is that the new millennials, a lot of people out here, I won't say it's just new millennials, I'll say there's a lot of people out here, a lot of women who use abortion as a form of birth control. And I think there needs to be some type of other stipulation on that being the case, because there are lots of women who say, well, if I get pregnant, I'll just go get an abortion. Or he'll say, well, if you're pregnant, you can just go get an abortion. And I don't think that that's what an abortion, that's reasons why you should get an abortion. It's because you want to be irresponsible, as I would say in my case, several plus years ago. So if you have any questions or comments on this particular topic, please chime in, as I want to make sure that we, you know, everybody gets a chance to say how they feel about this particular topic, because this has been huge and ongoing for a month now. I wouldn't even think that it would be something that would be brought up. Like, I know women that have several kids and they just chose to go ahead and go through with the pregnancy opposed to aborting the child. It's not an easy thing. It takes a toll on a woman's body to even go through that process. But is it fair that she get pregnant by someone and they say they don't want the kid, and she keeps the kid anyway? Is it fair that he says, I want the baby, but she doesn't, and she aborts the baby anyway because the two people are involved? Because if she keeps the baby, then the two of them have to take care of the baby. And he said clearly he doesn't want the baby. So it should be there should be something in there where says, I can give up my parental rights if I just said, I don't want the baby. I just said, I feel like she should have an abortion. Or she says, I don't want an abortion. Is that fair to say? Because if she keeps the baby and he doesn't want the baby, even though it's her body, if she keeps the baby and he doesn't want the baby, then she should be the one to take on the sole responsibility. I think that's fair. But, you know, that's just me playing devil's advocate, number one. But I wouldn't force it, me personally. I wouldn't force the issue of him, you know, because we both laid down, but, you know, we could have used a condom. We could have done everything right, and just one of the little swimmers just got through, you know. So I'm saying all that to say that there has to be some rules in place, because so far it's all about the women. It's all about the women, the responsibility is not just put on women. It's put on the men too. So where do we say this is what's fair? This is what's fair. I watch all these, y'all have to forgive me, I watch the paternity court shows all the time where women that slept with a bunch of men and she don't know who the father of her kid is, and she's taking, dragging all these men to court, but whose responsibility is it? When do we start holding women accountable for certain things that they've been getting away with? So, although, and if it's a rape or some, you know, medical issue, the abortion, she should have the right to choose to have an abortion. Does she have a right to choose to have an abortion or not have an abortion if it's a consensual sex thing? And she decides to keep it or not keep it. Those are the questions that I'm posing right now. That's what I'm putting out there right now to see. Oh, wow. See, I didn't know that part. Oh, wow. One of the listeners stated that the woman in question, Ro, actually lied and said she was pregnant by a black man so that she could get it legalized. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read that part of that part, Marquise. I'm gonna have to do some more digging. That's very interesting because yeah, back in those times, I guess that would be still in those, you know, the racial area where women were doing. Yeah, see, women do some crazy stuff. Y'all don't even know. Y'all better start. I'll be trying to tell this dude. You better stop putting yourself in a situation. Then say, well, I don't want to call the police on her. I like her. She cute. I don't want to put her in jail. She going to put you in jail or you going to get killed, one or the other. But you need to get it together. Start figuring it out at the end of the day. That's insane, though. I did not know that. I started researching it. And then I started doing something else. Excuse me. I started doing something else, and so I didn't continue reading into it any more than that. I have a caller that's YSE. I'm going to open up your mic. You have a comment or question? Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Paula, go ahead.
It's great to be on your platform.
Thank you. I'm glad you came through.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm just here listening.
It's great to be on your platform.
To Miss Cotton Campbell. If you
Thank
don't catch
you.
The voice by
I'm
now.
I'm glad you came through.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
If you don't
hey.
Catch the voice
I'm
by
just,
now.
I'm good.
I'm just here listening.
Great.
Cotton Campbell, if you don't catch the voice by now, I'm having an echo, so hold on, I'm trying to fix it. Yes, it's hearing echo, it's keep repeating what we're saying. Right, hold on, I think that's a blog talk issue. Okay, did this get fixed now? Yeah, it stopped. Okay, yes, Miss Cotton Campbell, first time tuning into your show.
Thank you. I hope you get to tune into many more.
Well, you know, I'm kind of in a lazy mode. So when I'm up, I'm up. You know who you're talking to by now?
I said this is Grace, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
Yeah. So I hope I can tune in. You know, and congrats again.
Thank you for tuning in. Did you have a comment on the topic?
Boy, I don't even want to touch that topic. Because it just gets me pissed off, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Oh, I don't know if somebody was that you that sent me that. Thing where they were talking about, I think in Alabama somewhere, where they're talking about executing a woman if she decides to have an abortion or something.
No, I don't think so.
Somebody sent me and they had it. The person had it while she was talking. She had the actual information. I tried to find it, but I was not able to find it online. So I thought that was interesting that was even put out there. I don't know if it's fake news or not, but I'm like, that's not even something that you should be entertaining, you know, as far as if a woman is wanting to have an abortion, then how is executing her or, you know, that doesn't make any sense. That didn't make sense at all. But that doesn't make sense. But thank you for tuning in. I'm
Alrighty.
Going to... open up the next. Continue to listen, Grace. I appreciate you so much.
All right. When you coming back to Hawaii?
Oh, girl, I'm trying to get there next year. Promise okay. you, I'll be there. I'm already putting it on my schedule.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Continue tuning in. I'm gonna mute your mic.
Okay. All right. Take
1954. This is Cotton Campbell. Who am I on the line with?
This is Lady J. I got it together.
Hey, Lady J. I'm so glad you were able to make it in. I said, I think I know who this person is.
Don't you start. Only Michael can say that. He was the first one to say it. He can't say it.
Right. I ain't gonna say nothing about LJ. I ain't gonna say it, LJ.
Okay. Don't say it.
Oh, man. Okay. Facebook, y'all did not hear that, okay? They did not hear that.
So seriously, but on this Roe versus Wade, you know, my issue has always been, who are these men?
And why are they making the decision?
How are they selected? Who created this little square? Because it's definitely not a circle. Who created the square? And how do I get in that square? Because we're talking about
right.
my body. I may need an abortion for something. So I need to talk to directly to them, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I said. They just... People, you know, I just feel like they throw stuff at us or on us, and then we're just supposed to roll with it. It's like, no, 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 no. And initially, initially when they made the decision, it was 9 men who sat at this table and made this decision. Now I think this time it's 12. So at no point, right? It doesn't. Don't tell us where these people came from.
Their mothers. And if their mothers would have got an abortion, they wouldn't be here to tell me about my rights and what I can do with my body.
At all. I like you, I'm just curious just to know who picked them and why were there no women on this panel?
That's right.
Why were there only men on the panel to make the decision about what a woman can? You could never tell. You're a dude, just like they tell us. You're a girl. You can't tell me about being a man. I'm a woman. You can't tell me about being a woman because I know you don't. You don't have that time of the month. You can't push no baby out. You don't have breath. Well, some of y'all don't have breath. You can't, none of that.
Right.
So why is it okay for you to say, oh, yeah, they don't need to have no abortions. I don't care what the circumstances are. Let's just cut that out. Totally. No. There has to be. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying go ahead.
I forgot. You made me forget what I was going to say now.
I ain't even going to say nothing. I made her forget our train of thought. initially this vote was 7-2. 7 agreed and 2 did not on this initial decision. So the fact that the fact that it's even being discussed at this point in time in life, you know, in this century, doesn't really make any sense because it appears that they really haven't changed much, or they really didn't consider how women might feel at the end of the day. Like, why isn't this decision something where you're sitting down with the majority of the women to find out how we feel about it. And let us vote on it. Let us make the decision. Especially if you've never been raped, then you wouldn't understand. If you've never been molested, you ain't going to understand. So it's a lot of women out there that have had to deal with these situations where I feel they're the ones should their vote should count. They're the ones you should be talking to. They're the ones, not your male parts who are typically the ones end up doing the rape. So you trying to say that if you rape me, that it's okay that I get pregnant, that I have to keep this baby. No, don't want to do it. What do y'all think out there in Facebook land and Instagram land and Blog Talk land? Anybody got any questions or comments that they'd like to add to what Lady Justice and I have already put out there? This is a serious topic, and it's not going to go away. We got women out there protesting right now who against this because it's not fair to us. It's not fair. If a man is molested or raped, he ain't going to get pregnant. He can't make the decision. Lady Justice?
Now, we just went through the pandemic, right?
Right.
We went through the seniors, right?
Mhm.
And we sprayed some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the middle class, or the in between ages, and we sprayed some of them, right?
Mhm.
And then we went to the babies, and some of our babies got caught up in that and didn't make it.
Wow.
Now we got people telling us. Now we got people telling us you can't have an abortion. What does those have anything to do with the other?
See, but shouldn't it be? Yeah, but shouldn't it also, because the other side of that is that if a woman can't have it, a woman, female, can't have an abortion legally, she's going to try to find a way to do it illegally, and that creates an even bigger issue.
Yep, we're back to alley abortion.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. There was a woman named Shirley Wheeler who was charged with manslaughter after the Florida hospital staff reported her illegal abortion to the police. And she was prosecuted by the state for abortion. And she received a sentence of 2 years probation and an option under her probation, chose to move back into her parents' house in North Carolina. So it's crazy that you have to go through these lengths. Women are traveling in the states where they can get an abortion, or they find people that'll do it on the under just to get it done, or they're trying to figure out ways to do it themselves and causing more damage to not only the baby but to themselves. Because they want an abortion that bad. I don't think that they really considered all. I don't know if they considered all things. It just don't feel like it. It don't feel like they considered all aspects of making this type of decision. That's what it feels like. That's just how I feel. Like it just feels like they just said, oh, we'll just do it. We'll just make the decision. It don't matter what women feel or how, what they want, or, you know, that's what it feels like. So I was actually looking at some more of the information, and I don't know if you heard me earlier, that one of the listeners stated that she lied and said that the initial lady, Jane Roe, lied and said that she was pregnant by a black man. And just so that it can get legalized. Because, you know, back then, those times were still happening where you can't, Caucasian and black can't come, ain't supposed to come together in that manner. It still wasn't as accepted And I thought that was interesting because I didn't read it all. I was trying to dig up more information on Wade versus Roe, but I didn't get to dig into that part of it. And that's crazy because, again, here we go, blaming, you know, this ain't black or white, but that blaming the black man for something just because they're an easy target. But blaming a man, period, because they're an easy target and you just take their word for it, regardless. You know, yeah, well, it happened. We don't know that. You have no proof that it actually happened. But that's what we do. So, at any rate, let's see here. I'm going over here. I'm just checking to see if anybody has their hand raised. No one has their hand raised. So, I'm going to go. I'm actually looking to see what other information here. Because they made this decision, there was a lot of controversy behind it, and it just feels like it says this view was disputed by some legal historians and criticized by the dissenting opinion, which argued that many other rights, contraceptive, interracial marriage, and same-sex marriage did not exist when the Due Process Clause was raffled in 1868, and thus was unconstitutional by the Dobbs majority's logic. The decision was supported and opposed by the anti-abortion and abortion rights movements in the United States, respectively, and was generally condemned by international observers and foreign leaders. So everybody's making these decisions except women. Women, you know, everybody's making decisions about these women's bodies but the women. That's crazy to me. So, Lady Justice, are you there? I'm just talking. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you want to add to that? I don't know.
You know me. You already know how I feel. I don't think that any man has the right to tell me what I'm going to do with my body. Again, I'll refer them all back to their mother when they do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If your mother had been facing an issue during the time that you're trying to tell us you can't do this and do that, would you still be here or not? If
right.
She had to make a decision or would you still be here doing it?
Yeah, if your mom had to be in a situation, how would you feel about it? How would you feel if your mother was in a situation where she got impregnated by a rapist or somebody she just didn't want to have a kid with, or, you know, Whatever the case is, it could be something horrific. If it's something horrific, why would it be okay for you as a man to make that decision? Would you want a man to be making that decision about your mother or your sister or your aunt or your grandmother's life like that? I wouldn't personally, you know, want that to be how we continue to go forward with this particular stuff, because it's very sensitive. I watched a video where a young lady, it was entertaining, but some of the things that she said was kind of, you know, makes you think. And she basically stated that if the fetus is a baby, fetus is a baby, then I should be able to claim the baby on my taxes, or it's on my taxes. If the fetus is a baby, then I should be able to collect child support for that fetus already. Like, she was just making all these, you know, statements while she was, it was a little TikTok thing. And I said, yeah, you don't think about that kind of stuff. If the fetus has life already, then why can't I claim it as already being a human being is basically what the gist of the video was about. If it's already a baby, why can't I claim it? I can give it a name. I can do all of this stuff because it's already, but it hasn't been born yet. But what they're saying is that once, if you have an abortion, then you've killed the baby. So if that's the case, then let me claim the baby on my taxes, put the baby on my life insurance, my, you know, all of that. I should be able to, she made reference to that. I should be able to put it on my life insurance policy. So if something happened to the baby and while it's in my stomach, I can collect the life insurance policy on it. I said, you know, she's basically just saying, I mean, you get what I'm saying that she was putting out there, which made, you know, made a little sense. So I have a caller with their hand up, 1436. I'll open your mic. Let's see. Hey, caller, your mic is open. Do you have a, state your name, where you're calling from, if you have a comment or a question.
Well, good afternoon, Cotton Campbell and Lady Justice. This is Michael Gay.
Hey, Michael, I'm glad you was able to stop through.
I'm glad I'm here myself. I got one for you, though. I found kind of interesting. I heard someone mention about on another show about a woman who has who's pregnant, and she got a ticket for driving in the HOV lane. And she said, well, I have another passenger. What do you do about that? It's a true thing. I believe it's still going on in Texas. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Because you're saying it's a human being. It's a human life. It's a human being. So why can't I? You know? Why can't they have, and it's so crazy because they have parking, just like they have parking for, in some areas, for women if they're pregnant. If you're with child, they have parking spaces designated closer to the building for women that are with child. So, you know, that's a valid point. So,
yeah, it's a $250 ticket she wants to get out of.
Yeah.
And, right. You know, and then there was another incident. Because I've been hearing, you know, folks, this is a very, very, heavy topic, you know. I have a son, and you know, I can't speak for a woman. I can't, because I'm not one. I'll never experience what a woman goes through. Everybody has their own opinions, but I look at it where the story of a woman who was in a relationship, she got pregnant by her I guess you can call significant other, and he didn't want to have the child, and she wasn't too far along to have an abortion, but he didn't want to be with her anymore, but she had planned on them being a family. So she's like, well, I can't do this by myself. Now, I've heard folks argue and say, well, you can have the child, and, you know, and if you have a child, you can leave a child in most states at a fire department, you know, without any questions asked or anything. But I find that kind of troublesome because folks say, well, they can be adopted or whatever. I don't know what the adoption rate is, you know, and it's pretty much, I'm pretty sure it varies from one ethnic group to the other. You know, there's a TV show or there's a newscast here they call Wednesday's Child, and they do a segment on children who are looking for families, you know, and you see it every week. I haven't heard any success stories of these children being adopted yet. So, you know, I don't know, and you know, who's going to pay for that child? Who's going to be able to take care of that child? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, one way or the other is better for everybody involved, but it is a touchy subject, you know. I don't believe in promiscuous sex when, you know, you get pregnant and then all of a sudden you want to, you know, have an abortion. Yeah, you have to, you know, be cautious. And then you look at men, you know, I mean, we're not all free of this whole thing, because there are guys who get out there and have sex with a woman unprotected. You know, sometimes a woman doesn't even know in some cases, you know, that the guy isn't wearing any contraceptive in some cases,
yeah.
Right? It's not visible, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then the guy's like, well, that's not mine, you know. I don't want it. So there's a lot of, there's just a lot of, I guess, a lot of circumstances, a lot of situations that, you know, that come to mind. For one, like I said, rapist, incest, you know, someone said to me, said, well, you know, don't kill the child. I mean, she said, I feel sorry for the woman who was raped. I feel sorry for the woman who father took her virginity and impregnated her, but don't blame the child. But what kind of love is that child going to have? And how would that child feel, you know,
right.
later on, learning how they were conceived? And I'm sure there's plenty of children out there who were conceived that way. I kind of wonder how do they feel about, I mean, once they understand what that really is or what that means, you know?
Mentally it messes with the woman. So how is she going to, you know, every time I look at this kid, I'm reminded of the rape that I went through.
Mm-hmm. And
you
I know some women who have told me they had been raped and they were impregnated and they did have an abortion because they didn't want, because of what it did to them mentally, you know?
Yeah. It messes with the mind mentally because you don't, you know, you just don't know how you're going to function with being a mom when you were kind of forced into the situation by somebody you didn't want to have sex with.
You didn't even know.
I don't want to have a reminder of a kid from somebody I didn't even know and didn't want to have sex with and, you know, they stole my virginity or, you know, whatever the case is. So that's tough.
Right.
That's hard. I just don't know how you would function as, and I commend women that can do it and get through it with no problem, but I commend, because you got to be a very strong person, mm-hmm. to manage that, because you're talking about the rest of your life, the rest
right.
of that kid's life, you know. So, and then if they never catch the person or the person's never held accountable for the rape, yeah. That just makes it even worse.
I was going to say, but what about, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, you can imagine anything possible. Imagine the woman who does get raped and she never tells her child. And the child asks, you know, what happened to my father? What was my father like? How do you answer that? You know, that's pretty heavy.
Very heavy.
And I'm sure there are some situations.
I was going to say, because if you tell them the truth, then they may feel like you didn't want them. They have that unwanted feeling like, oh, so you didn't really want me. You just had to have, you just, you know, you was forced into this situation. So then that starts playing in the kids, you know, play. I think I would just tell them that their daddy died. You baby, your daddy died. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be tough because it's hard to have that conversation because then you got to remember that whatever you tell them, it's going to be damaging either way. It could possibly be damaging either way.
And then again, and I mean, as I said, I'm just saying all the scenarios because I know of some. Say, for instance, like you just said, if you tell them that, oh, well, your daddy died or something, imagine that child who you've been lying to them, but they know the truth and you continue to lie.
Yeah. Or they find out as they get older.
Through other family members or, you know, whatever. And they tell them the truth about it, and then they come back to you, and you still thinking they don't know, and you're trying to protect them, I guess, you know. But now they may have some animosity and hatred towards you. See what I mean?
Yeah. It's tough. You got to be strong to deal with it.
Yeah. So,
and then you got to be able to counsel your kid, help your kid through it, too.
Right.
Because not every kid is capable of mentally handling that, because it becomes emotional and the mental, that's tough. I wouldn't want to be in those shoes at all. I commend the woman that goes through it and gets through it, but I couldn't see myself in those shoes. Lady Justice? I don't know if Lady Justice is still there. Grace came in. Michael.
Okay. Hey, Grace. Amazing,
yeah,
Grace.
She's awesome. She came through, which is really cool. So, I'm missing two of my hosts. I'm not sure where they are, but Lady Justice is on here somewhere. I see her number still there. I wanted to see if she had any comments to what you just said. And I don't see. I don't know if you heard earlier when I mentioned that one of the listeners said that the lady initially said that she was pregnant by a black man. That's why they was just so they could legalize it. So they could legalize abortion. I say, wow.
Well, okay.
But
she
lied about being pregnant by a black man, in other words, just so she could get it legalized. Okay. And of course they don't tell her real name because they wanted to protect her. You want to protect the lion lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You protect the lion lady. That's what we do now. I don't know. But I didn't get a chance to delve off into it more than that, so I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but it appears to be like Lady and Justice and I were saying earlier, when you create this type of issue, now you're putting women in the position of either going to the black market, getting an abortion done, or trying to do it themselves. You got women in back alleys trying to get a baby out of them however they can, because they don't want to have this. They don't want to have this this kid. And instead of doing it legally, I thought that would be enough of a reason to, not put that out there like that. We shouldn't have 12 men making the decision on women, on a million women's bodies at all. So,
right.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the decision that they made. I think there needs to be some other stipulations to that, like if it's a rape or something that's life-threatening or something of that nature, but not to just use as birth control, no. But I think there should be some other avenues of saying, oh, well, okay, you want an abortion, did something, something happened. But then there's a process of saying you can't just say he was raped. You got to prove it. Because now you're going to have to name the person that you think raped you. Or if you don't know who it is, you have to say it is. But you got to go through all of the stuff to do the rape kit and file a police report and possibly do all of that before you can get an abortion, too. But just to say that women can't do it isn't fair to us. As women, when you don't have a vajayjay, you shouldn't have a say. If you don't have a vajayjay, you don't have a say. You out there, You're not in IG land. If you don't have a JJ, you don't get a say, okay?
But, you know, but it's like, well, now I think there's a recent case where a young girl crossed state line to have an abortion. And I believe she's possibly facing criminal charges for doing so. So when does a state, I mean, well, I guess they're looking at it where, well, you murdered the child. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. And, of course, you know, you murder somebody, it doesn't matter where you go. But if, but I mean, if they allow people to kill people in another state, all right, I'm just saying, and excuse me for any background noises, well, then you can't be, you know, arrested because it's legal in that state, right? But, I mean, it's like, I thought states have their own laws, and I guess that, you know, you follow that state's law. So if I were to live in, let's say, Georgia, and I moved to California, if I was a woman and I get an abortion, and then I decide to move to a state like Texas, can I be arrested because I had an abortion in another state? Or would it just be if I left that state I lived in to have an abortion in another state and I came back home, now I'm going to be charged because I had an abortion in a separate state? To me, that's going to be really interesting. How that works out.
It is, because then you got to prove that that's what happened. What if I just changed my mind? I don't want to be in this state no more. It's not working out. You know, people do that.
You know, like I said, I don't have the answer to things. I just have questions. And how are they going to handle
it? Right,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I got a lot of questions.
Yeah. How are you going to handle this? You know, is it going to be where you actually infringing on people's rights, you know?
That's a lot of counting people's whereabouts and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And, you know, that's a lot to do because my concern is that you'll have people having babies in back alleys and throwing babies in dumpsters again, you know, because they don't want the baby and they can't go get an abortion.
Mm-hmm. And granted, the person said that, right, in many states you can take a child and drop them off at a fire station with no questions asked. So what's the possibility of we seeing a lot of babies being dropped off? You know, more than normal. You know what I mean? It's like, are they really planning this out now? Are they looking at, you know, the growing numbers that they might be facing of unwanted children? And
right, absolutely.
If they can't go through an abortion, they have to drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I have a caller with their hand up. 313, I'm going to open up your mic, state your name, where you're calling from, and ask your question or state your comment.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, yes, my name is Khalil. About the abortions, there are women judges. Do anyone know if those women voted for or against it?
From my understanding, they were not a part of this round of making the decision.
Oh, okay.
They were just men.
Okay.
So the first round, when they did it back in 1973, there were 9 men. I believe this time there was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to double check that. And I'm looking at some of the information now, but it's not giving me that.
As far as how many men and women on the Supreme Court?
Right. As far as making the decision on this particular amendment.
Well, it's 9 Supreme Court. There's 9 Supreme Court justices. Okay, I don't know what the count was, you know, 6-3 or, you know, 5-4. I don't recall what that was.
There are three women judges.
So I'm not sure how each one of them voted. So 6 men, 3 women, right? So,
yes.
Right. So I'm not sure what the breakdown was. If it was, as I said, if it was 6-3 or 5-4, you know, how many women went yes and how many women went no. Yeah, we'd have to take a look at that, you know. And that will answer pretty much the question of how a woman's point of view was in this voting,
right,
as far as what you're saying. So that is something that you would definitely have to take a look at.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually pulling it up. So we're coming to the closing of our show. I want to thank everybody for coming on. Khalil, thank you for chiming in. We appreciate your questions and your comments on this particular topic. Michael Gay, thank you so much. He is the founder of TMGN. He also is the host of TMGS. I love that you came in finally and hung out with me on this particular show. So I want to thank everybody who called in and had questions or comments. Lady Justice, get your phone fixed.
Grace.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
Grace, thank you so much, Grace, for calling in. Yeah.
And is that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is that Khalil, the Khalil I'm thinking of?
No, he's
Khalil.
No, he's not the singer.
That's a different. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Khalil Ali.
Well, I'm glad I was able to stop in and say hello. I know I missed the first show, but I'm glad I didn't really miss it. I listened in, but I figured let me just sit back on you guys' first show and check it out. And I'm glad I was able to tune in for this one and look forward to next month's show. And you ladies are doing a good job. I truly appreciate you being part of the network. So thank you very much. And look forward
to
seeing you guys this coming Saturday on TMGN.
Yes, absolutely. Who we got on this Saturday?
Oh, this Saturday we have an artist. His name is Ishmael Sings. Very interesting guy, a new artist. And he's got some really nice music, so you know how we are. We like to introduce new talent a lot of times. And, of course, you know, we always have some great icons and legends stop by. So Ishmael Sings will be our guest this Saturday on TMGN.
Yes, awesome. Awesome, awesome. This Saturday, tune in to TMGS. Well, Michael Gay is the host. I am a co-host along with a slew of other co-hosts as well. This Saturday at 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is the girl, Cotton Campbell. We are in Cotton Campbell, Lady Justice, Patricia Banks, and Lucy. We are the ladies of TMGN. Y'all have an amazing day. See you next month on Let's Talk About It.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, 'cause it's all way too simple.
I don't ever wanna stop loving you, boy.
just like our love, I'll keep it simple. So just come and celebrate our love. Let not be judgmental, baby.
Loving you,
loving you.
I'm loving you.
When I'm loving you.